Lesson 3F. Night and day.
How much sleep do we need? Young children need more sleep than adults and tend to wake up earlier. A typical 10-year-old needs about 10 hours sleep. As you reach adolescence, your body clock changes. Most teenagers need about 9 hours sleep, but wake up later. As an adult, you'll need about 8 to 8.5 hours sleep a night. When we are much older, in our 70s and 80s, we're less able to sleep deeply and we usually need less sleep. Our personal body clock. Each of us has our own personal body clock, which makes us more alert in the morning or more alert in the evening. You might be a lark who likes to go to bed early and get up early, or you might be an owl who prefers to go to bed late and get up late, or somewhere in between. 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Your body is waking up. It stops producing melatonin, the hormone which makes you feel sleepy. Blood vessels are stiffer and less flexible. Your blood is thicker and stickier, and your blood pressure is at its highest, so it's not the best time to exercise. 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. You're at your most alert at this time in the morning. Tests show that short-term memory is at its best right now. It's a good time to get a lot of work done because you'll experience a big dip after lunch. 12 p.m. to 3 p.m. Your stomach is full and working hard after lunch. You become much less alert and probably feel a bit sleepy. More road accidents happen at this time of day than at any other, particularly involving older people. 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. This is a very good time to exercise. Body temperature increases in the late afternoon. Your heart and lungs work better, and muscles are 6% stronger than at their lowest point in the day. Some sports people believe that if you try to break a world record at this time of day, you'll have a greater chance of success. 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. By now, you'll be getting hungry, but don't eat too late. In the evening, our bodies struggle to digest fats and sugars. Studies show that people will lose more weight if they have their main meal at lunchtime rather than in the evening. But how much you eat is always more important than when you eat. 9 p.m. to 12 a.m. It's getting near to bedtime. Your body temperature is falling and your body clock is telling you that it's time for bed. Your body is producing lots of melatonin to help you go to sleep. It can be difficult to sleep with the light on because light reduces the amount of melatonin in your body. Blue light is particularly effective at keeping us awake. And mobile phones, computer screens, and flat-screen TVs emit large amounts of blue light. So turn off those gadgets. 12 a.m. to 3 a.m. Your body really wants to be asleep. Melatonin reaches its maximum level. Your stomach has stopped working and your brain is at rest. If you stay awake much longer, your powers of concentration will decrease sharply. 3 a.m. to 6 a.m. Melatonin levels are still high, and you are in deep sleep. Your body temperature is much cooler than at any other time of the day. As dawn approaches, your melatonin levels will decrease and your body will prepare to wake up.